الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنزل الذين ظاهروهم من أهل الكتاب من صياصيهم وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب فريقا تقتلون وتأسرون فريقا وأورثكم أرضهم وديارهم وأموالهم وأرضا لم تطؤوها وكان الله على كل شيء قديرا صدق الله العظيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. The Muslims had gained a lot of booty from the Banu Qurayza. Some of the things that they had acquired, 1,500 swords, 300 pieces of armor, 2,000 bows, 500 shields, and a lot of livestock, camels, and other livestock that they had acquired from the Banu Qurayza. The prisoners that were taken, as was explained, that the decision and the judgment of Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu was that all the men, all the baligh males, all the mature males must be killed, and the rest would be taken as prisoners. So the women and children that were taken as prisoners amounted to approximately 1,000 women and children. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as per the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the injunction of Sharia, 1/5 of the booty was allocated for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from this 1/5, he did not use everything for himself. In fact, just a small portion he must have used for himself. Rather, he used it for others. So the prisoners that came in the share of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of them Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set them free. Some Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them as gifts to others, and some Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took service from them. And he distributed the rest of the wealth, or large portion of the wealth, among the Muslims equally. Every person who took part in this battle or in this siege had received one share. However, those that went on horseback, the horsemen, they would receive three shares, three portions. One for them and two for the horses. And this is because of Sharia that a horseman will receive more. So this was the manner in which it was distributed. Some of the slaves, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent them over to other places to be sold. And with the wealth that was acquired by selling those slaves, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought horses and weaponry that will assist the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in future expeditions. From among the prisoners of war, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose one woman, Sayyida Rayhana radiallahu anha. He chose her for himself. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered her to accept Islam. Initially, she did not want to accept Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left her aside. And then he spoke to one of the Banu Qurayza who had accepted Islam before they were killed. One of them by the name of Ibn Sa'ya. So, radiallahu an, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to him and asked him to encourage her to accept Islam. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once sitting during those days. He was sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he hears some footsteps. He says to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that these are the footsteps of Ibn Sa'ya, who has come to give me the glad tidings that Rayhana has accepted Islam. And true to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed him already when he came, when Ibn Sa'ya radiallahu anhu came, he gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the glad tidings that Rayhana has accepted Islam radiallahu anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very happy. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her the option that he would free her and he would marry her. So she would be the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, according to one version, Sayyida Rayhana radiallahu anha mentions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you rather keep me as a slave girl, and you can treat me as a slave girl in the previous in the beginning of Islam, when the laws of slavery were still in vogue, and a person could have relations with his slave girl as well. So I will remain as a slave girl. And she says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it will be easier for me and easier for you. Meaning a slave girl does not have that amount of duties, that amount of rights like a wife. So if I'm your wife, then I will have more rights over you. But being a slave girl, I won't have that amount of rights over you. So it will be more easy, it will be easier for you if I am a slave girl and not your wife. Another version is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did free her, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her, and Rasulullah, she remained in the nikah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his return from Hajjatul Wada, Sayyida Rihanna radiallahu anha passed away. Regarding the Banu Qurayza and the incident of the Banu Qurayza and the outcome of this incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Majeed, after speaking about how he sent back the Ahzab, the coalition forces, after speaking about that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلَ الَّذِينَ ظَاهَرُوهُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ صَيَاصِيهِمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also brought down those that assisted the coalitions, those that assisted the kuffar from the Ahl Kitab, from the Jews, Allah brought them down from their forts. They were in strong forts, fortified forts, but Allah brought them out of their forts. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبِ. And Allah instilled fear into their hearts. فَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ وَتَأْسِرُونَ فَرِيقًا. Some of them you killed, meaning the males, the mature males you killed. وَتَأْسِرُونَ فَرِيقًا. And you took others as captives and others as prisoners. وَأَوْرَثَكُمْ أَرْضَهُمْ وَدِيَارَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ وَأَرْضًا لَمْ تَطَؤُوهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you owners of their lands. Their lands, their property, Allah made you owners of it. وَدِيَارَهُمْ and their homes. وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ their wealth. All of this came to you. Allah made you the owners of this. And Allah says, وَأَرْضًا لَمْ تَطَؤُوهَا. And Allah has made you owners of such lands that you haven't gone to as yet. You have not walked on those lands, but Allah has already made you the owners of that land, meaning very shortly or very soon, you will become the owners of those lands. With regards to which land this is, the Mufassirin say that it refers to the land of Khaybar. The Jews that were expelled from Madinah Munawwara, they were banished and they went to Khaybar. And not long, or within a few months after this incident of the Banu Qurayza, Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the victory of Khaybar as well. And the lands of Khaybar also came in the control and the ownership of the Muslims. So this was already glad tidings that Khaybar will be yours. And another possibility is, أَرَضًا لَمْ تَطَعُوهَا can refer to all the lands thereafter that the Muslims conquered and Sahaba radiallahu anhum conquered, whether it be the lands of the Persian and Roman empires, etc. This was all included in this ayat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the glad tidings that Allah will make you owners of these lands as well. As was explained, Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu an was injured. He was shot in the battle of Khandaq, battle of the trench, and his wound was flowing. The blood was flowing from his wound. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should allow him to remain until his eyes would be cooled by seeing the punishment of the Banu Qurayza. So when he made this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the blood of the wound to stop flowing. And immediately the blood stopped. Then the whole incident of the Banu Qurayza had taken place. Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu passed the judgment. He saw with his own hands how these people that had broke the agreement with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and caused so much of difficulty and harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they were killed and how revenge was taken from them. After he had seen this outcome of the Banu Qurayza, and this was the dua that he had made, he once again made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, if there is no more fighting against the kuffar of Makkah, because this is the thing that gives me the most joy, to fight against those people that hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and expel Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his homeland. If there's no more fights and no more wars to be fought against them, then oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow this wound to result in my shahadat and my martyrdom. And it so happened that when he made this dua that same night, Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu was lying in the Masjid al-Nabawi, as we explained, that he was being treated in the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as per the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam could be close to him and visit him. So when he was lying down in the masjid, a small goat passed by, and the hoof of this goat touched that wound of his. And when that hoof touched that wound, then the blood once again began to flow. And in the middle of the night, or towards the early morning, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst he is in his home. And he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Man hadha al-abdu salih alladhi mat, fafutihat lahu abwabu sama, wahtazza lahu al-arsh. Who is this pious person that has passed away? Who is this pious person that has passed away? The doors of the sky have opened up for his ruh. And the arsh of Allah is actually shaking. The arsh of Allah is shaking out of happiness and rejoicing that such a pious person is coming. Such a pure soul is coming. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushes out of his Mubarak residence and he goes into the masjid and he sees that Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu is in his final stages. This sahabi that was the backbone of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that gave unconditional support to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was known as Siddiqul Ansar. Just as Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was known as Siddiq, Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu was known as the Siddiq of the Ansar. This sahabi now is about to pass away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to him and he says to him, Jazakallahu khayran min sayyidi qawmin, faqad anjasta ma wa'attahu, wala yunjizakallahu ma wa'adak. May Allah reward you. May Allah reward you the best of reward for being such a leader for your people. He was the leader of the Aus tribe. And he was the one who led them to Islam. And he was the one who gave them, who made them give that support to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah reward you the best of reward for the leader that you were. As we explained, he was in his 30s when he passed away. Actually 37 years old when he passed away. So, at a young age of 30, he gave this kind of direction and this kind of leadership to the Ansar. Indeed, something very, very great. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on and says to him, that you have definitely fulfilled the agreement and the promise that you made to Allah. And the night of Aqaba, when the Ansar had invited Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Munawwara, they gave Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam their word that we will protect you as we protect our wives and children. You have, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you have fulfilled these covenants and these promises that you made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will fulfill His promise that He made to you. The promise of reward and the promise of Jannat, Allah will fulfill those promises for you as well. Then the family members of the people of Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu, the Banu Abdul Ashhal, they take Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu over to their homes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked very quickly with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sahaba say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking so fast that our upper garment was actually falling off. Some of them, the strap of the sandals was breaking. When they say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, why are you walking so fast? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I fear that if we do not reach in time, the malaika will give ghusl to Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu, as the malaika had given ghusl to Sayyiduna Hanzala radiallahu anhu on Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached there, the ghusl was being given. Thereafter, when the body of Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu was being carried, kana rajulan jaseeman, he was a big sized person. He was a person who was big in stature and size, but his janazah was very light. The janazah was extremely light. So the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, began to mock and taunt. And they say that his janazah is so light because he doesn't have a'mal. Na'udhu billah. He doesn't have so much of a'mal, that's why his janazah is so light. And this is as the result of him making the wrong judgment, passing the wrong judgment regarding the Banu Qurayza. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears this, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La, walakinna al-malaikata kanat tahmiluhu." That his janazah was light, not because of the reason that you're mentioning. The actual reason for his janazah being light is that the malaika were actually carrying his janazah. Therefore, his janazah was so light. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that 70,000 malaika came down for the janazah of Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu. Such malaika that never set foot on the earth before. They never came down to earth before. Such malaika came down for the janazah of Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu says that I was among those that were digging the qabr of Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu. And as we were digging, The fragrance of musk was just emanating from that grave. Even before the Sahabi was buried and laid to rest in that grave, he says, as we are digging, we continue digging, and the fragrance of musk continued to emanate from the grave that was being dug for Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anh. Even after Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anh was buried, then there are reports that explain that the smell and fragrance of musk would emanate from his qabr. Obviously, when he had done so much for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will do for him as well. And this is a lesson that we give our unconditional submission and our support to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we fulfill our side of the agreement, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also see us favorably when it's our time to depart from this world. After the time that Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu had passed away, on one occasion, a silken jubba was presented as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was still a time when the use of silk for men was permissible. So a silken jubba was gifted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very, very fine silk. So it was extremely soft. The jubba was extremely soft. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they see this jubba, they were rubbing their hands on this jubba. And they were marveling over the softness of the silk of this jubba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on seeing the astonishment at the softness of the silk of this jubba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to them, أَتَعْجَبُونَ مِنْ لِينِ هَذِهِ Are you surprised at the softness of this jubba, at the softness of this coat? لَمَنَادِيلُ سَعْدِ بْنِ مُعَاذٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا أَوْ أَلْيَنْ The handkerchiefs of Sa'ad bin Mu'az in Jannah. The handkerchiefs of Sa'ad bin Mu'adh in Jannah are even better and even softer than this. The muhaddithin and the commentators explain that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used the word handkerchief because handkerchief is used as something dirty. Sometimes, or like a tissue or a serviette. After a person eats, then he takes his dirty hands, his soiled hands, and he uses it to wipe his soiled hands. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that this cloth, which is used for something dirty, that cloth of Sa'ad bin Mu'az is so fine. Imagine his clothes and imagine his other cloths, how fine it would be. If this was the nature, the softness of the handkerchief of Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu, we can well imagine the rest of his garments and the things and bounties that Allah has blessed him with in Jannat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu on our behalf and on behalf of the Ummah and on behalf of Islam, the highest of reward, the greatest of reward for his support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and fulfilling the agreement that he made and the promise he made to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf, the best of rewards for all the sacrifice that he made for our deen, for the concern for our deen. May Allah reward the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the best of rewards for them giving their support to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the great opportunity of being resurrected in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum on the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah bless us with the drink from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Hawd al-Kawthar. Allahumma ja'al nabiyyana lana farata wa hawdahu lana murida. Allahumma ahshurna fi zumrati wa sta'milna bi sunnati wa tawaffana ala millati wa ja'alna min hizbi. Allahumma ajma' baynana wa baynahu kama amanna bihi wa lam nara wa la tufarriq baynana wa baynahu hatta tudkhilana mudkhilahu wa taj'alana min rufaqaihi ma'an النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك